Good morning to all. The other day, I was browsing on Facebook. I came upon an interesting post that received literally hundreds of comments. This post on Facebook asked the following question. If you could, in three words, what advice would you give yourself when you were a teenager? Now that's a very thought-provoking question which generated a multitude of answers. Now, some of the answers were very simple, including, do your best. Some of the three-word answers tried to be humorous, including, don't marry her, and don't marry him. I suppose these were from people who had unhappy marriages. One answer that was repeated several times was, purchase Apple stock in order to gain financial riches. Several answers had to do with education, including go to college or finish high school. Both of these were good advice. Other responses included health advice, such as do not smoke and watch my weight. Again, good advice. However, there was one answer that made me a little uncomfortable. This three-word answer said this, trust only yourself. Again, trust only yourself. In my view, I don't think this is wise advice at all. Personally, this would have been very poor advice to have been given when I was a teenager. And trusting only myself now, decades later, is still not wise advice. Proverbs 3:5-6 offers the following great advice. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. Know him in all your paths, and he will keep your ways straight. Trust in the Lord. Now I realize that's four words and not three. So let's just say, trust in God. But to trust in God, we must come to know him. To trust in God, we must develop a relationship with him. To trust in God, we must maintain that relationship. Friends, of all the advice you could ever have been given in life, whether you were a child, a young adult, a middle-aged person, or even a senior citizen, the advice, trust in God, is still the best. Trust in God can be, trust in God will be, the most profitable advice to take through every stage of your life. Let us pray. Father God, we know that you are faithful. We ask that you inspire us to trust you in all the times of our lives. Amen.